Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Vayelech, Moshe speaks about the nations that Bnei Yisrael will encounter when they go into Eretz Kanaan. Moshe says that when you, Bnei Yisrael, go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will defeat those nations. And then Moshe says, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Unsanam Hashem Lifneichem, when God gives you the power over these nations, Va'asisem Lahem, you must do to them, Kechol HaMitzvah Asher Tzivisi Yaschem, you must do to them everything that is required of you, Kechol HaMitzvah Asher Tzivisi Yaschem. But what do these last words refer to? The simple explanation, the pashup shot, is that these words refer to what was said earlier in Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Chaf, in Parshas Shoftim. When you, Bnei Yisrael, go to war, you must follow the Torah. For example, there are rules about going to war. Like I said, for example, you have to propose a peaceful settlement, or you have to lay siege in the proper way. You're not allowed to kill people who are not soldiers, etc., etc. That is the pashut pshat of Kechol HaMitzvah Asher Tzivisi Yaschem. However, the question is, if that were the case, then why does the Torah need to repeat it here? Nothing's being added. It's just a repetition. The Torah doesn't repeat for no reason. There must be something else here. So we're back to our original question. To what do the words Kechol HaMitzvah Asher Tzivisi Yaschem refer? A beautiful explanation is offered by Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz. He died in 1866. Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz was the first Radomsker Rebbe, and this answer is found in the Sefer Tiferes Shlomo on Parshas Vayelech. The Radomsker Rebbe says that we do mitzvos because Hashem commands us to, period. Some mitzvos may seem more enjoyable to us, other mitzvos may seem less enjoyable to us. Some mitzvos seem easy, some other mitzvos perhaps less easy, but on the highest level possible, that is all irrelevant. We do mitzvos because Hashem told us to. And when we go to war in Eretz Yisrael, there are some people who may mistakenly get pleasure out of killing other people, of eliminating enemies, of glorifying the death of others. But that is not the Torah way. Sure, there are times when we must go to war. Sure, there are times when we must kill. No question. But we do so not out of pleasure, God forbid. We do not take it lightly, nor do we take it easily. We do it for one reason. Hashem told us to, period. And that is what the pasuk is telling us here. When you go to war, and you must go to war sometimes, first of all, have emunah that Hashem will help you. Unsanam Hashem lifnechem. And when that happens, when you are victorious in battle, God willing, you must treat the enemy like you treat every other mitzvah. Vasisem lehem kechol hamitzvah asher tzivisi yaschem. Go to war, because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to save Bnei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to defend the land of Israel if necessary. So treat the war like you treat every other mitzvah, because Hashem told you to. As Jews, we do not glorify war. We do not celebrate when our enemies fall. That's what the pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perek Chaf Dalet, pasuk Yud Zayin. Bin pol oyivcha al tismach. When your enemy falls, do not rejoice. And when your enemy stumbles, let not your heart celebrate. We, unfortunately, in our own lifetimes, have witnessed people, enemies of Bnei Yisrael, enemies of Klal Yisrael, who, Rachman Litzlan, celebrate when Jews are hurt, or worse, God forbid. But that is not the Jewish way. That is not the Torah way. That is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Torah wants, bin pol oyivcha al tismach. That's the Torah way. The Jewish way to approach the painful and agonizing prospect of war. Va'asisem lahem kechol ha-mitzvah asher tzivisi eschem. Hashem tells us what to do, and we do it. But we do not, God forbid, rejoice when others fall. Have an amazing day, everyone.